You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Maggie.
Okay, so what is the weirdest compliment you've received, and did you take it as a win?
Okay. The weirdest compliment I've received. I have heard that I have a very, and maybe listeners, you can say what you want about this, that I have a very fun voice.
I agree with that.
Like an engaging, fun voice, like with preschoolers. Kind of like Miss Rachel vibes a little bit with my voice sometimes. I do have to be careful because even when the way I talk to my husband, sometimes I can go into that voice.
Sometimes adults need that voice too.
That
is so true. I can definitely hear that. Yeah. And it's like, it's a very engaging, but also peaceful voice. Mm-hmm. Like it's calm.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is a hard combo to achieve, but you do it lovely.
Well, thank you.
A few weeks ago, I was talking with a friend about a conversation I had, and the person had just like said something that took me off guard. And so I was joking with my friend about how I responded. And she told me that that was a very Queen Clarice Rinaldi response from the Princess Diaries. Yeah.
I love that.
She's like, that was very, that was very proper of you.
Yes, I love that.
I took that as a win.
That is a win.
All right. On this episode, we are discussing Unit 14, Session 3, titled Hosea, Prophet to Israel. And this is focusing on the book of Hosea. Although the northern kingdom continued to worship idols, God provided prophets to warn his people and even foreign nations to turn away from their sin. God sent Elisha to speak his words and perform miracles, proving that God is the one true God. Then God sent Jonah to Nineveh to preach against their sin. When Nineveh repented and was spared from God's judgment, the nation of Israel refused to worship God alone. This week, we'll see how God sent Hosea to warn Israel of their unfaithfulness to him and remind them of his faithful love. Our story points for this week, for preschool, it's God is loving and faithful. And for kids, it's God warned and showed his love to Israel through the prophet Hosea. Let's talk through some activities that might need a little extra attention or some different instructions or materials. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
So this week, we actually have three preschool tips from our different resources. So our first one is from our Younger Preschool Leader Guide, and the activity is called Make Play-Doh Letters. And so another option for this activity is to use cookie cutters and a ball of Play-Doh for each preschooler. Instead of them forming the letters, they may really enjoy using those letter cookie cutters. For older preschool, there is an activity called Thread a Heart Garland. And so for this activity, instead of cutting out all those hearts by hand, you could use a heart-shaped paper punch, a heart die cut, or even if you have access to a Cricut, you could use a Cricut to cut out those heart shapes. And then let the kids decorate the hearts before they help build the garland. That's going to be so much fun for them to work on. And then lastly, for preschool worship, there is an activity called Make Heart Art. Okay, that's hard to say. Make heart art. And you can use glue sticks here in place of liquid glue for a less messy option.
And in younger kids, the missions moment is a weaving activity. And so you're going to want to practice that beforehand. And if it feels too complicated for you or your time frame or a group of kids, simple paper weaving alternatives can also be found online. In older kids, there's an activity called cross ring, and make sure you practice this in order to be able to demonstrate how to make one for the group. And then older kids also has that same missions moment activity. So again, if that's too complicated, do paper weaving and that'll simplify it. And then in midweek, there is an activity called repentance party, and this activity involves noisemakers. And anytime a noisemaker is involved, I like to preemptively lessen the chaos by sharing a hand signal with the kids that means silence. And I would practice that a few times before actually handing out the noisemakers. Yeah, it is funny. I love fun and excitement, and I really cannot stand chaos. And so it is funny that children's ministry is the field I went into. But anything I can do to like lessen Yeah. Up the fun, but lessen the craziness and the chaos.
Have a little control.
I'm all about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and I have another thought too with this activity, Maggie. Sometimes, you know, we have kids in our classes that are very sensitive, like to the sensory output mm-hmm. with noise. And so it might be good for them to keep some of those headphones on hand.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If they have access to those in case the kids want to participate, but just to kind of lessen that, they could
That's a great idea. I love that. Thank you for thinking of that, Suzanne. Mm-hmm. I mean, your other option could be that you could do something fun other than noisemakers too. Like you could do like streamers or crepe paper streamers or shake them and mm-hmm. wave them. So lots of different options there.
Oh, yeah.
But it'll be a lot of fun. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And I think probably what stands out to us and also to all of the listeners hearing about mm-hmm. this is that this might be a little bit of a tricky or feel like a tricky story to teach. And this story is just a glimpse of the lengths that God is willing to go to bring people to him. And so that's really what we want to emphasize to kids is that this is a picture of just, you know, a fraction of what mm-hmm. our God is willing to do to bring us back to him. And while this might feel like a difficult text to teach, it's a beautiful reminder of God's redemption and love. So it's not one that we want to skip over or reduce. It's an mm-hmm. important story to teach, but we can be wise in how we teach it at age-appropriate levels.
That's so right, Maggie. And our team was very mindful and when we approach the story to teach it in an age-appropriate way. And I feel like we have done that. And so just as encouragement to you this week, like Maggie said, to just really focus on God's love and faithfulness. And our hope is that that's what kids will take away from that story this week.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.